Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Wednesday and happy quiet day. That's right. Today is... Yeah, you know what? Let me just use my regular voice. That's right. Today is quiet day. It's a day dedicated to turning down the noise and finding some peace. Back at the end of January, we did a whole week on the spiritual practice of silence. So if you want to dig deeper, be sure to check out episodes 66 through 70. Now, I told you yesterday that my wife and daughter were out all Sunday afternoon for a classmate's birthday party. Well, after he got up from his nap, I got some great one-on-one time with my two-year-old son. He's in such a fun stage right now. Do any of you have any little brothers or sisters or cousins who are a lot of fun? Now, don't get me wrong, he definitely has his fussy moments, like all two-year-olds do, and let's be honest, like we all do, but I really love spending one-on-one time with him. I love it because I get to experience a different side of him. You see, when the whole family's together, he feeds off everyone's energy and loves to make us laugh, so he's often loud and quite silly. But when it's just the two of us, he's really chill. He loves to sit in a chair with me and read books, or we'll play with his trains. Do you ever get to spend one-on-one time with the other members of your family? Is there anything you really love about getting this special time with your adult or a sibling? Take a few moments and share with each other what you love about spending one-on-one time with each other. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. In the same way that we can spend one-on-one time with each other, we can also spend one-on-one time with God, or your family can spend time with God. It can be time spent praying, reading stories from the Bible, taking a walk, or sharing your thoughts and questions about God. Hopefully, that's part of what this podcast helps you do. And I've found that just like I get to see a different side of my son when it's just us, I feel like God gets to see a different side of me when it's just us. In my everyday life, I can often be in a hurry and focused on getting everything done for my family, my job, and myself. I also fill up my life with noise from things like podcasts, audiobooks, watching TV, or scrolling my phone. When I set aside time to spend with God, or when we're winding down at night together as a family, I tend to move a little slower and be a little quieter. I like to listen to my family, what they want to share, and how God might be speaking to me through them. But as we talked about during our last series, being silent and still aren't the only ways to be quiet and listen for God. For some people, getting out and taking a walk or going for a bike ride or swimming are ways of quieting down their mind. For me, whenever I'm feeling overwhelmed or like my mind is too full, I take my dog on a walk through the Grace Harbor Pine Preserve. No headphones, podcasts, or music. Just the fresh air, the sights and sounds of nature, and a little movement. It makes me feel more connected to God. Maybe some time running around and climbing at the playground does the same for you. A conversation with your family or a close friend can also be one of those ways God speaks to you. Because we're talking with someone we know and trust, we might be more brave than usual and willing to share some of the things we're struggling with or trying to figure out about life. And when people like that in my life listen, when they tell me they love me and offer advice or words of encouragement, I often feel like God is speaking to me through them. In your wind-down time tonight, you could share with each other things you do to find moments of peace and quiet. What are the things that calm your heart and mind and create space for God to speak? Okay, since it's quiet day, I think today's a perfect day to close with a breath prayer. It's been a little while since we've done one of those, so I'll remind you that a breath prayer is a simple way to pray that helps calm our minds and hearts. What you do is pray a couple of words in your mind while you're breathing in, and a couple more while you're breathing out. So today, let's pray, Dear God, while we're breathing in, and I'm listening while breathing out. Got it? Don't worry, I'll guide you through it. While you inhale, in your mind, say to God, "Dear God." Good. And now, while you exhale, in your mind, say, "I'm listening." Inhale, "Dear God." Exhale, "I'm listening." Dear God, I'm listening. Dear God, I'm listening. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great Wednesday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.